今天攻读的经文是取自于约翰福音第十七章一到十九节，请聆听上帝的话。耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。这是上帝的话，求真理的灵帮助我们明白他的心意。
Good afternoon. It's good to be with my CPM brothers and sisters, those who are here and those who are joining us at home.
大家午安，今天非常的高兴啊，能够跟大家在实体教会聚会一起的见面，也跟网上的亲爱的朋友跟弟兄姊妹见面。
And as you've heard, this will be my final weekend in this church, and I had been praying a lot about what I would speak about on this last weekend.
这是我在西协利华联基督教会的最后一周啊，这些日子来我也在思考啊，在讲道的时候啊，应该讲哪一方面的信息。
And God led me to this passage that you've just heard, which is Jesus' final prayer for his disciples before he was crucified.
刚才攻读的经文大家都听见啊，这是耶稣基督在离世的时候所做的一个的祷告，这也就是今天下午我要跟大家传讲的信息。
In this prayer, it's been called Jesus' high priestly prayer. Jesus invites us into his relationship with his Father.
约翰福音第十九章啊，这一篇的祷告啊，是大祭司啊，耶稣基督的祷告。
Jesus also prayed for his 12 disciples at that time, and what's really amazing, as we're going to hear, he prayed for you.
耶稣基督当时是为着十二个的门徒祷告。那么令人感到振奋的是什么呢？他也在为我们祷告。
So we just go to our next slide. I'm going to give you a little bit of background to this prayer.Because this happened historically during the time that we've just celebrated, during Jesus' final week, the week that we call Holy Week or Easter Week.
在我们还没有了解啊《约翰福音》第十七章之前，我们稍微了解一下啊这段的经文的背景啊。当时啊，刚好我们度过了这个的逾越节啊，这么样一个犹太人的节期。
So we know that Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and then on Thursday he shared the Passover meal with his disciples.
在礼拜天的时候，耶稣基督啊骑着驴子凯旋啊进入耶路撒冷，然后在礼拜四的晚上，他跟门徒一起来守逾越节。
Before that meal, he did a ceremonial washing of their feet, and then he shared that meal that today we call Holy Communion. And just over the last Easter week, we've had some baptisms at CP10, and we've celebrated Holy Communion across different congregations.
那么在守逾越节之前呢，耶稣基督啊为门徒啊洗脚，然后跟着呢他们有这个主餐啊，这个主餐就是在上周啊受难复活节的时候呢啊英文堂他们曾举行过啊一次的洗礼，然后跟着也有这个主餐。
As we go to our next slide, after that meal, Jesus comforted his disciples by explaining to them again all that he was about to do and promising them the Holy Spirit.
之后耶稣基督啊就安慰啊这些的啊门徒，然后允许他们说啊圣灵保惠师将会降临。
I'm just going to read you some of those words from John 14. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am." And then he said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit of truth."
那耶稣基督啊，他在约翰福音第十四章如此安慰啊门徒说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。”然后约翰福音第十四章十五节说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们为保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。”
It's comforting for me to know that while I am leaving this church that has been my church family for the past 7 years, that Christ is still the head of his church and that his Holy Spirit remains with us.
啊，虽然啊，在这里牧会了七年的时间，那当我这离开的时候，我心里面也得到很大的安慰，因为知道我们的主与我们同在，他也允许保惠师圣灵也会与我们同行。
So as we go to our next slide, then we know that Jesus prayed and he spoke these words aloud so that his disciples could hear them, and John wrote them down and recorded them for our benefit.
然后跟着耶稣基督呢就祷告，而他在祷告的时候呢，他是大声的祷告，以至于啊门徒啊都能够听见这个祷告，并且把这位的祷文把它记载下来。
So the first thing that Jesus did is that he prayed to his Father to talk about what was going to happen. So 17 verse 1, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you."
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Earlier in John's Gospel, as Jesus was anticipating having to die on the cross, he said in John 12:27, Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
而在这之前，耶稣基督他已经预期他将会受死，所以在约翰福音第十二章第二十七节，他如此说：我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，求你救我脱离这时候。但我原是为这时候来的，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
We know that crucifixion is a torture that was meant to bring shame and guilt and humiliation. So it's amazing that Jesus knew that his crucifixion would bring about God's glory.
在当时某个人被钉死在十字架上，这是一件极度羞辱的一件事情，是令人抬不起头来的一件事情。但是很奇妙的就是，神就透过了这个十字架，耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，来把荣耀不但是归给父上帝，也归给耶稣基督本身。
As we go to our next slide, we find out why.
那么在借着这一段的经文里面，我们就知道为什么。
Jesus said that it was through his death on the cross that we would gain eternal life. I'm reading now from John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
那借着他在十字架上的死。耶稣基督使到我们这群信靠他的人得以称义。然后在约翰福音第十七章第三节，他说：认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Jesus went on to say, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
然后耶稣就继续在十七章第四到第五节说：我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已完成了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
Here Jesus was revealing to us all that he came to do and accomplish through the cross.
耶稣就在这几节的经文里面是要让我们知道他道成了肉身来的一个的目的，他在地上所成就的一些的事工。
The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians records a creed or a song that the church regularly sang or recited that tells the whole story of the glory of Jesus.
保罗在腓立比书里边告诉我们写了记载了一段的诗歌或者一些信条，是要来歌颂我们的主他来到地上的一个很重要的目的，还有他的工作。
The first half of this creed says this: Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing.By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
在这一段的虚极论当中，保罗如此记载耶稣基督说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。反倒虚极，取了奴仆的形象，成为了人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
But the second half of this creed says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow.In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
然后在续集论的下半段里面啊，保罗记载说，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
This great creed takes us from glory in eternity past to glory in eternity future with the glory of the cross in the middle.
那这一首的诗歌里边啊，从永恒的荣耀里面一直步入永恒的未来的一个荣耀，而在这两个荣耀之间是讲到耶稣基督他被钉死在十字架上所带来的荣耀。
So having prayed about these things to his father, Jesus now turned and began to pray for his 12 disciples, those who were with him at that time.
在完成了第一部分的祷告之后，耶稣基督在第二部分的祷告里边，他特别为门徒祷告。
So I'm reading now from John 17, verse 6.Jesus said, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. And they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me.
17章第6节说你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道，如今他们知道凡你所赐给我的都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
Jesus continued, While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me, and none has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, speaking of Judas. So that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy.Within them.
然后在17章的12节，耶稣基督说：“我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，就是犹大，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。”
So Jesus prayed this prayer for his 12 apostles or sent ones.And this prayer reminds us that the Bible doesn't contain just mere human words, but God sent his apostles and prophets to give us the very words of God.
所以这里这个祷告提醒我们说，耶稣基督在为门徒祷告的时候，我们要记得这个的祷告不仅仅是人用文字记载的一段的祷文。更加是我们看见耶稣基督差派他的使者，差派他的门徒，去把他的心意，把他祷告，把他传递下去。
Over the past 7 years, I have taught the scriptures in this church along with my other pastoral colleagues. And as I go, other people will come in and continue to preach God's word.
在过去7年我跟其他的同工一起在这个教会里边在宣讲上帝的话。而当我离开这个地方的时候，我相信还有人能够去代替我或者期待我的位置，继续的来去传讲上帝的话语。
But what is really important is that we all continue to read and absorb the words of God.To learn to hear the shepherd's voice, because it's God's word that we need to hear, not human words.
那最重要的一点乃是我们不是仅仅要去读上帝的话，我们更是要敬意在 沉浸在上帝的这个话当中因为圣经的这个记载都是上帝的这个心意，它不是仅仅是人类记载的一些话而已。
So we go to our next slide. Earlier on in John's Gospel, Simon Peter had declared, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life.
在约翰福音第六章六十八节里边西门彼得在被耶稣基督询问之后，他如此回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要归谁呢？”
So go to our next slide. Jesus then went on to pray for the protection and the sanctification of his disciples. Reading from verse 14, he said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, and they too may be truly sanctified.
耶稣基督继续为门徒祷告，他为门徒能够得到保守祷告，他也为门徒能够分别为圣祷告。所以在约翰福音第十七章第十四节说，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那二者。他们不属这个世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎么样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
Over the past 7 years, I have continually reminded the CP10 congregation that God has promised to watch over us and protect us from the world and from the evil one.
在过去的年间里面，我在英文堂里边一直不断地来提醒我们的会众说，上帝会在这个罪恶的一个世界里边不断在保守我们，圣化我们。
However, it wasn't Jesus' plan to take us out of the world, but to send us into the world to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
但是耶稣基督的心意不是要把我们从这个罪恶的世界里边把它拔出来，乃是把我们带进这个罪恶的一个世界里边成为光成为盐，来为他做见证。
And last of all, believe it or not, on that night Jesus prayed for you, and he prayed for all of us together.
那么在他在逾越节的这个晚上里边耶稣基督不但是为门徒祷告，他也为我们今天每一个属他的人祷告。
I'm reading from verse 20. Jesus said, My prayer is not for them alone, for the 12. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
在约翰福音第十七章的二十节说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
We are the ones who have come to believe in Jesus through the message of the apostles through the gospel.
那借着保罗他所写的书信借着耶稣基督的福音我们这些信靠耶稣的人，我们得蒙救赎。
And we know that Jesus knows all things because he is God's son.
因为耶稣基督他是上帝的儿子，所以他是无所不知的。
On that night, Jesus knew that you would become his follower.
那么在那一个晚上里面，耶稣知道我们将会成为他的一个跟随者。
Jesus already knew your name before it was ever given to you.
耶稣基督也深知道我们每一个人的名字。
Jesus knew everything about you, and Jesus prayed for you on that night.
耶稣基督深知我们一切的内外，而在那个晚上里边，他也为我们每一个人祈求。
And not only did he pray for you personally, but he knew that we would be gathered here today, and he prayed for us as a congregation and a church.
不但是他为每一个个人来祈求，他也深知道我们每一个人，我们会聚集在一起，成为一个教会，他也为教会来祷告。
We know that Jesus' prayers are powerful and effective, so what did he pray?
我们深知耶稣基督他祷告是充满这个能力的，那我们要知道一下，就是他到底做了什么祷告。
First of all, he prayed for our unity.
首先他为我们的合一祷告。
I'm reading from verse 21. Jesus prayed that all of them, that all of us may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity.
然后在约翰福音第17:21说，耶稣祷告，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
We know that God is Father and Son and Holy Spirit, but we don't think of three gods, but of one.
我们深知道我们所相信的这位上帝是有圣父、圣子、圣灵，但他不是三位，乃是一位。
And so in the same way that Father and Son and Holy Spirit are one, Jesus prayed that we would also become one.
圣父、圣子、圣灵，我们的上帝是怎么样的合一？他也祷告，耶稣也祷告，让我们来自不同背景的人也能够合而为一。
That is because we all share the one and the same Heavenly Father.
我们之所以能够合一，那是因为我们共同相信只有独一的一位真神。
We all believe in God's one and only Son.Our Savior and Lord.
我们也相信圣子耶稣基督是我们唯一的救主，是我们生命的主。
We all share the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit who lives in Jesus.
我们也共享一位的圣灵宝惠师。
And so it was Christ's prayer that we remain one as His body and His church.
因此耶稣基督在这里的祷告就是让我们这个教会这一个的身体的每一个的肢体我们都能够合而为一。
Next, Jesus prayed for our love, which is the main ingredient in our unity.
那除了合而为一的祷告之外，耶稣都继续为我们的教会能够有爱来祷告，这是我们教会里边的一个核心的价值。
So I'm reading from verse 23. Jesus said, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity, and then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me.Because you love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
耶稣基督在第17:23如此为教会祷告，说我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我 的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Here Jesus is saying that God has loved you as much as he loved his own son.
在这里，耶稣的祷告里面显示父上帝怎么样的深爱圣子，这位的圣子耶稣基督也同样爱我们这一群人。
If God didn't love you as much as he loved his own son, then why would he give up his own son to die for you?
所以如果上帝不深爱他的儿子，也不深爱我们的话，那他怎么会把他所爱的儿子耶稣基督赏赐给我们呢？
And so then Jesus prayed that the love that he had for his father and the love that his father had for the son, that that same love would live in us and teach us to love one another.
那耶稣基督然后在继续祷告里面说，父上帝怎么样爱这个圣子，圣子怎么样爱父上帝，然后就把这样的一种爱呈现给我们，让我们懂得怎么样去彼此相爱。
So we go to our next slide. It's really important to remember that earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus reminded us that our unity and our love is a key part of our gospel testimony.
那么接着耶稣一直在这提醒我们我们做基督徒的，我们教会的一个很重要的这个见证，就是我们怎么样合为一，也怎么样活出真爱出来。
Jesus said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
他说如果你们有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们就是我的门徒了。
We live in a world where many people talk about love and use the word love, but many people have no idea what love means.
我们活在这个世代里边，我们常常在讲这个爱，但可惜的是很多人却不能够真正明白爱的真意。
But we have the opportunity to make God's love known when we explain to others about God's love for us and when we show other people what God's love looks like.
我们是一群深受上帝所爱的人，所以当我们拥有了这种的爱之后，我们在跟别人分享这上帝的爱的时候，我们就能够很清清楚楚地把它表达出来。
I wanted to finish off today by thinking a little bit about what Jesus is doing now.
那么在结束之前，我想要跟大家一起来思考的一个问题就是，那么耶稣基督他到底现在在做什么呢？
When I was at Bible College, there was a student there that we all loved because he asked the questions that we were all afraid to ask.
那么在神学的时候呢，我有一位的同学，他问了一个问题，是很多其他人不敢问的问题。
And one day this student asked the professor, I know that Jesus died and rose again and went up into heaven, but what is Jesus doing now?
他的问题，他就是问这位老师说，我知道耶稣基督是为我们来，为我们受死，然后复活，然后他升天在天上，那么现在他到底在干什么？
And he said,And don't just tell me that he is seated next to his father in heaven, because I know he hasn't just been sitting around for 2,000 years.
那么你也不要告诉我说耶稣基督只是坐在天上那个宝座里边他因为他已经坐了2000多年了。
Well, the answer to the question is that Jesus has been working to fulfill his prayer.
而这个问题的一个答案就是耶稣基督继续的在在做工，以便完成他在这里所发出的祷告。
And it's a reminder to us that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, Your kingdom come and Your will be done, that we also must be working to fulfill that prayer.
所以当我们在攻读这个主导文，愿你的旨意成就的时候，那也提醒我们每一个攻读主导文的人，我们有很重要的工作，就是要把上帝的旨意让他能够成就在我们所活的这个圈子当中。
So as we go to our next slide, here are a few things that Jesus is doing now. First of all, He is seated on the throne in heaven, and all authority has been given to him. I'm just going to read to you from Ephesians chapter 1. God raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那保罗在以弗所书所做的所记载的这一段的经文是讲到耶稣基督如今他到底在做什么。在以弗所书第一章第二十节是照着耶稣基督身上所应许的大能大力使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一些执政的、掌权的、有能的、组织的和一些有名的，不单是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为教会使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So everything that we accomplish as Christ's church, we accomplish through his authority because he's the ruler of all things.
今天我们在教会里面我们所成就的所有一些的工作都是靠着他的大能大力来成就的，因为他是教会的万有之首。
So we go to our next slide. He's also interceding and he is continuing to pray for us. So this comes from Romans 8, verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us.
耶稣基督如今在做的另外一个工作，就是他不断的来为我们来祷告。在罗马书的第八章三十三、三十四节说：“谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，如今在神的右边替我们祷告。”
As Jesus sits next to the Father in heaven in the body like the one we have with the nails in his hands, he is a constant reminder that he has died and paid for all of our sins.
耶稣基督在十字架上受死之后身体上所留下的一个钉痕提醒我们他完成了一个救赎的工作如今是坐在天上父上帝的右边。
And then next, Jesus is building his church and sending us out to make disciples of all people.
此外呢，耶稣基督也在建立他的教会差派工人到不同的地方使人成为他的门徒。
Do you know why the gospel has gone out across the world for the last 2,000 years and people keep coming to Jesus as his disciples? It is because Jesus is building his church from heaven.
那在过去的2000多年来我们看到有很多人归信的基督教会也不断地被建立，因为耶稣基督差派了工人到不同的地方去完成了这样的一位的这样的工作。
And all of these things that Jesus is now doing, he's doing in anticipation of his final return. I'm just going back to verse 24 of our reading today. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
那么在耶稣做这个祷告的时候呢他也有一个人的期待。在实际上二十四节说父啊我在那里愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
Back in John 14 as we go to our next slide Jesus said to his disciples In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you may also be where I am.
所以耶稣基督如今所做的另外一个工作啊，就是记载在约翰福音14章啊，他要为我们预备地方。约翰福音14章第2节告诉我们说，在我的父家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Our final slide today is just a little picture of my favorite vision in the Bible from Revelation 7. I call this the vision of visions.
最后一张的这些照片呢，是我最喜爱的一件的照片。啊，这边的照片呢，是在表明啊，启示录第七章所讲的一个的意象，这是意象中的意象。
It is the great vision that God gave to John of a crowd from around the world and from across time, from every nation and tribe and language, a crowd so great that no one could even count it.
这是使徒约翰啊说给我们看到了一个的意象，就是看到啊从各国各族各民啊各方来的人啊，他们聚集在宝座的面前啊，一起的来啊把荣耀归给。
And it may be hard for you to see in this picture, but in this vision that God gave to John, you are in this picture.
那么这张照片啊，虽然不是非常的清楚，但是很肯定的一件事情，我们这些信靠的人啊，我们就是在我们是其中的一个成员。
In the same way that Jesus prayed for you on the night before his crucifixion.
在耶稣基督被钉死之前的那个晚上，他祷告说
：“Jesus also had a vision of you in heaven with him。”
他在祷告里边也让我们看见到说，有一天我们在他的国里边啊，我们啊有份。
So if you ever become tired or a bit discouraged in your faith, I want you to remember that Jesus.Prayed for you.
所以因此当我们在走这生命的道路的时候啊，有些时候我们会感到有很多的啊挫败感啊，有时候我们会感到很疲乏的时候，我们要记得我们的主他在为我们祷告。
And Jesus saw you in this picture.
耶稣基督也在这张的照片里面哈啊，你会看到啊自己啊的脸孔。
And we know that his kingdom will come and his will be done on this earth just as in heaven.
我们也深知道哈，他的国啊必定会降临啊，他的旨意怎么样行在天上，也必行在地上。
I would like to add my prayer to Jesus' prayer and to pray for you now.
那么在耶稣基督的祷告之外啊，我现在呢啊想为啊大家一起来为大家祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to live and die and rise again.
主耶稣基督，天父上帝，我们感谢你差派你这独生儿子啊，为我们来到这个世上受死、埋葬、也复活。
Thank you for bringing us into your family through our faith in Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，透过耶稣基督救赎的工作啊，圣灵。的工作，我们可以得称为上帝你自己的儿女。
And now, Lord, please bring us to complete unity.
天父上帝，我们祈求你啊，让我们能够得到完完全全的合一。
Help us to love one another with your perfect love.
帮助我们能够用你那完全的爱，我们来彼此相爱。
And send us out into this dark world.To shine the light of Christ until He returns.
然后也差派我们啊，让我们能够啊为主作盐，为主发光，来照亮这黑暗的一个世界，只等到你来。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名祈求。阿门。